5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Tuesday, and it is still 98 degrees. That's hot. That's officially hot. Now, the good news, because I'm always looking for good news. I try to be as positive as possible. I really do. It's going to cool off just a little bit this evening. And that's going to be caused by, torrential downpours. So, look, it's one of these, one of the others. What can I tell you? Thunderstorms, some locally heavy, overnight lows of 73. And then, the next couple of days are still warm, but not quite as oppressive. I told you, I always try and stay positive. I really do. I try and start each and every day on a positive note. One of the things that has helped me through the years, and he may not even know this, but I look at the postings that my friend Dr. Keith Abloh does on Facebook and what have you, because the good doctor is also all about positive. He's all about helping people live right, do right, feel better. And if you're not following him on Facebook, you're missing a lot. I'm telling you right now, I can really help you get your day started on the right foot. And I'm happy to say the good doctor is joining us. Keith, thank you for being here.
Jeff, thanks for having me.
Well, please, the pleasure is mine. I think I've always thought the world of you. You know that.
It's mutual. It's mutual. So that's convenient.
It is convenient, right? That is great to hear, actually. Do you mind sharing with everybody some of the stuff that you put up on Facebook? I mean, again, you may not know this, but I'm just telling you now in front of everybody, I so look forward to these little nuggets. It's almost like a little taste of something where I go, oh, yeah, because you do it every day.
Well, thanks, man. And, basically, I try to get to the core of the truth, really. And a lot of the truth is that we don't know certain things that are unfolding in our lives and how important it is to let the jury stay out. It's not easy, but as things unfold in your life, the things that you'd say, I don't want that to happen, this is terrible, it's sometimes good to be able to sit back and say, well, wait a second, I really don't know where this is headed. I'm going to take a deep breath and expect something good to happen. And that's how the universe and God works. It's also true, by the way, the second truism, if you will, is that the stuff you're running from in life, maybe from your past, everybody experiences pain. And when you experience it as a young person, it's outsized. You remember it as a kid facing a bigger monster than it really is. If you turn around with the help of someone, if you need it, and you look at it squarely, it's amazing that these things turn into paper tigers. And you realize, oh my God, I've been on the run from things that when I actually turn and face them, I can understand them, I can learn from them, and I can decide, oh, that's why I've been veering 27 degrees from true north in my life. And you want to get back to true north, because you really are here to do something. You do have a purpose. And if you can get back to what that is, to yourself, get back to yourself, that's going to be miraculous, in fact. And anything can happen from there.
Yeah, I'm always fascinated. This is not a one of those about me things, but this one happens to be about me, because I'm always fascinated by folks like you who have got feet in a couple of different areas, right? Background as a medical doctor, and that's about, it's body parts, it's anatomy and physiology, and the ham bone is connected to the this thing, and your muffler on, I don't know, whatever it is you guys do with that part, because I never understood that. I did my bio and chem 101 and I was out. But the mind, right? I mean, I was a psych guy, and you sort of meld the two. And do you believe now with the power of the mind, you can do just about anything? And I'm not talking about healing your own broken bones or that sort of nonsense, but you could probably do just about anything you want to do in life with the right mindset.
I think that's absolutely true. Absolutely true. And part of having the right mindset is getting back to your mind. You know, we live in a world that's ready to scramble your thoughts, whether through AI or through progressivism or the state taking over. You've got to get back to you. Humans have a divining rod built in for the truth. And if all you need to do, right? It takes a little work, but it's not overwhelming, is to get back to your iconic elemental self. What did you really care to do in this world? What are you willing to sacrifice for? That restores your courage. It depends on faith, but it restores your courage. And it allows you to say, all right, I'm willing to go through some things for that. Because really, what's going to happen to me? Nothing. The greatest thing that can happen to you, the biggest problem that can happen to you, is that you never become self-actualized. Right. That's a tragedy. That's too much of a loss. You can't let that happen. We're all depending on you. You know, most of us think, well, you know, that would be sad for me. Forget about you for a sec. It's sad for me. Like, literally, we are all depending on each of us doing the thing in life we were meant to do and being passionate about it and true to ourselves. And then we're all connected, so we all benefit.
It's wonderful to hear somebody talk about the highest rung on Maslow's ladder and not be focused, right, on the first one. Oh my God, I gotta find some place to live indoors, right? Because that's a terrible place to be. But once you start getting these pieces lined up, you are going towards self-actualization. I need you to define something else for me, brother. You ready?
Sure. I'm ready.
Okay. The sleep switch. What is it, and where do I get it? What do I, is it like a little thing at Amazon for Prime Day? What is it?
The Sleep Switch is a book that I co-authored with Dr. Catherine Munoz that unlocks how to activate what we call the nocturnal worry release system, how to de-stress when you're ready to go to bed, how to shut things down so that you can get restful sleep. And you go to sleepnow123.com, sleepnow123.com. It's a book, but it's also a program. So you get a bunch of free stuff to help you get to sleep. And you know what? That's what's keeping people up at night. It's an overactive nervous system. It's not absence of melatonin. It's an overactive nervous system where you can't quite allow yourself to get to sleep. This helps you do that. And, you know, it's been a joy, actually, to get it out there. And I've got a great co-author who's a nutritional biochemist. With my psychiatry background and her nutritional biochemistry background, we put our heads together and we help people get to sleep. Because if you can't sleep and get deep sleep, you're at risk for all kinds of health issues and psychological issues.
People need a pad, like a pad and a piece, you know, just a piece of paper and a pencil by their bedside if they're having trouble sleeping. When they know they're having trouble sleeping, right, write down all the stuff. It's amazing because it ties into exactly what you're saying at the sleep with the sleep switch, because you're thinking about stuff. This is not because you're, you know, a bad person. Frankly, it's because you're smart, you're dialed in, you got a lot of issues you're dealing with. But if you keep processing that while you're supposed to go to sleep, man, you're just going to be exhausted and do nothing the next day.
Well, that's an amazing thing because it works, right? If you list out the things on your mind and you put them on a piece of paper, you can fall asleep much more easily than if you didn't do that. Yep. Now, there's a lesson in that because you're the same person going to bed. It's just that you've decided, well, I won't worry about it because I've cataloged it on a piece of paper. That means that in life, during the day, you should remind yourself sometimes, you know what? I'm going to be okay. These things are always going to come into my life. Yeah, there's going to be stress. There's going to be work. I'm going to have concerns. But they aren't me. Right. They're external to me. Yep. And if you can remind yourself that you are pristine, that you can really go through anything, people are amazing, incredibly courageous. Look at Texas. I mean, the things that those people, they're sitting up, they're taking nourishment, they're thinking about their loved ones, they're reassuring people, all while there are people who are lost in flood-ravaged areas and, you know, people coping with unimaginable things. But you know what? They are. Like, yep. You wouldn't want to go through that.
Exactly.
But if you look at people going through it, it is breathtaking that you say, wow, they are going to go on with their lives, and they're going to figure out a way to make their lives have meaning, and they're going to show incredible courage. Hundreds and hundreds and thousands of people are going to do that. In our own lives, we can do that too. We really, really can.
Dr. Keith Ablo, I always love having you here, my brother. That is Keith Ablo. Now, let me remind you about that website, sleepnow123.com. Do yourself a favor. I know I've mentioned it a couple of times today, but you need to check it out, sleepnow123.com. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.